This is St. Louis Public Radio. A professor at the University of Missouri St. Louis is researching the region's voluntary desegregation program. Jerome Morris has been tasked with recommending how the region can continue to meet the promises of Brown versus Board of Education after the DSEG program starts phasing out in 2023. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips spoke with Morris to learn more about his research.
To Jerome Morris, the most important promise of Brown versus Board of Education is that Black children should have access to a good education. He wants to know what school was like for the kids that went to county and magnet schools, and for the kids that stayed in their neighborhood schools.
I want it to be front and center. Are these children benefiting academically from their presence in these predominantly white spaces? That's important to me. Are they benefiting equitably? So rather than saying our school is 50% white, 40% Black, and then you go inside of the schools and you see Black children are attracted into the low-level courses, that's the kind of thing I think we need to be addressing and talking about in our research too.
Because the kind of foundation of Brown versus Board is that separate is not equal, right?
Exactly.
So are you exploring that integration is not necessarily the answer either?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm raising the question that when you have people in integrated spaces benefiting equitably from that participation, what I'm just trying to get at is that not superficial integration, and that I'm committed to Black children. I want them to be able to have these opportunities to achieve and compete and not be on the margins.
Earlier, you were talking about race versus class as the determining factor. The voluntary DSEG program is looking at switching the requirements from race-based to socioeconomic-based. How does that factor in? Isn't your research going to be about recommending how this changes?
We're going to talk about the implications of that. Not necessarily that recommending that, but we will talk about what are the implications of having that type of new emphasis versus the previous emphasis.
So is it possible your research could conclude that that would not be a good idea?
It's possible. It's possible. It's possible that we can say it can be done in limited ways. But a lot of this is trying to understand the economic status of Black people relative to white people in St. Louis area. But generally, you can think about the United States as a whole. White wealth is like 16 to 17 times greater than Black wealth.
From there, our conversation turned to the larger purpose of Morris's research. He told me he's trying to keep politics out of his findings.
See, I'm not interested in making St. Louis look good just so that it can look like a progressive city and that it's forgotten that past and it's moved beyond that racist his history. That's not what my intention is. I'm not here to try to do that. I'm here to call it the way it is and to say, okay, are Black children really benefiting? And are you, if you're saying that you're doing this and you created this plan under the pretense of trying to educate or advance or make Black children or help Black children to have good education so that as a region, we could all move forward, then let's do that. But if it's really about just making it look like you're trying to do something, then I'll find that out too.